Henry, if you want to come on up and we going back, we'll meet you in the back. Hey, while we sing one verse.
I'm not shouting.
Amen. You love the Lord, say amen. Amen. It's good to be here this morning. Good to see everybody. Amen. It's come out to be with us today. We thank God for you. Amen. If you're visiting with us, we're just so glad to have you and thankful for you coming and worshiping the Lord with us in spirit and in truth. Amen. Let's just go to meet and let the Lord have his will and way. Good to see some of these that have been out sick. Good to see you back this morning in the house of the Lord. Amen. Still remember these that's still out sick. Some that's had surgery, things like that. Remember Lisa's mama, Betty, that's still in Redmond, and Sister Jessica and them's dad, still in Redmond, too. And I remember Brother Charles Garrett's wife. She got real sick this week, and she's in the hospital there at Redmond, too. And so let's remember all these. Just seems like there's a never ending to it. I don't think there's been a week this year that somebody ain't been in the hospital. And it just seems like we went every week or nearly day. And so let's just pray for everyone. Amen. Let's remember all that. Don't forget, just a couple announcements. Be sure you get a bulletin. Don't forget the Annie Armstrong offering coming up. We'll be taking care of that on April the 14th. And so remember that. Then also Vacation Bible School just around the corner. And we want you to be sure to sign up to help in that great outreach. And also the church Easter egg hunt. For the kids will be on the 13th, and they're asking that you will bring plastic eggs filled with candy or prizes. No chocolate because of the melting. Just bring me the chocolate. I'll take care of it. And bring that on March the 31st and April the 7th. So if you'll do that, be greatly appreciated. But I appreciate you coming this morning. Let's just go to meeting. Hey, man, let the Lord have his will and way. We can leave. Say it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. We've got a card we need to read right quick. Sister Joyce is not here today, so we'll read this today from Lynn. And I just wanted to take this opportunity to thank you. I wanted to take the opportunity to not thank you individually, but as a church, as a whole, we are family, brothers and sisters in Christ. Speaking on behalf of my entire family, myself, this entire ordeal could not have been bearable at all if it had not been preaching to every one of you. The immeasurable and delicious food, the cards, the visitation, the beautiful flowers, most of all the prayers and the love, the undying love of this church has for each other has once again gone above and beyond all my expectations. I believe with all my heart that seeds were sown to some of our lost loved ones. Again, bottom of my heart, thank you. God bless you. Morning View Baptist Church, and this is from Lynn and their entire family during the loss of Brother Steve. And we appreciate that. Let's remember others that have lost loved ones this week. Let's be much in prayer for them. I wonder if there's any just by the uplift of the hand. Amen. Lord knows all about it. Amen. Let's all stand. We're going to ask our ushers to come around and receive our morning tithes and offering as he blessed upon the service today. Go ahead, Peggy.
This is the first time he's ever went and not had to take
care of it. Right. Amen. 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 Thank God for that. Brother Jimmy Powell, will you lead us while we pray?
Let's
go to meeting. Amen.
Page 180.
180.
Everybody will be happy over there. This old world is full of pain and misery. Sometimes Satan stands and lashes out at me. But with Jesus by my side, I am satisfied, and it's so peaceful in the arms of my Lord. It's so peaceful in the arms of my Lord. In His presence come down to the crossing of the tide. When I see old Jordan's waters deep and wide, that dark river I'll not fear, for my Jesus will be near. It's so peaceful in the arms of
time and time again, I think that's one of my favorite songs, and Glenn sings that, because it's so peaceful in the arms of the Lord. You know what? Our life here on earth, sometimes we seem like it's a few days and full of trouble, but you know, there's one thing about it. In the arms of the Lord, you know, the peaceful Holy Spirit, you know, keeps giving you that peace that you'll never find nowhere else. We're going to try to sing this song. Go try to long with it. On the other side, got more questions than I've got answers. But one day they're going to be all answered. On the other side, listen to the words. Listen to the
words. As I walk through years in my life, I face trials, so much trouble and strife. But I know,
listen, Lord,
my hope is on the other side. Things we see, but we don't understand. The burden so great, lifted only by His hands, until one day when we awake on the other side. On the other side, I'll see Jesus. On the other side, sweet peace at last, where Satan he cannot hinder anymore. Just for me, yes, and for you, it's in that city
Say, I love the Lord. Thank you for this another chance to be back in his house once again. Service just been great this morning. This thing has just been wonderful. I'm just so glad that I can feel the Holy Spirit in my heart. And thank you for the blessings that God sends down to all of us. We just have to receive them. Y'all just pray for me while I try to sing He Chose to Live in Me. He could have picked a flower, the rose of Sharon fair, the lilies of the valley, a blossom anywhere. He could have picked a rainbow in many colors free, but out of all of these, thankful that he chose to live in me. Oh, I'm so thankful just to know he chose to live in me. Out of all the beauty he has made, to think that he loved me more than all the beautiful sunsets, the rivers and the trees. But out of all of these, I'm thankful that he chose to live in me. He could have picked an angel, but he chose me instead, a palace or a mansion. He could have chose to live the brightest stars in heaven, the islands of the sea. But out of all of these, I'm thankful that he chose to live in. Now it's not that I have chosen him, but he has chosen me. And it's not what I have done for him, but what he's done for me. He made the earth his footstool. He made the birds to sing. But out of all of these, I'm thankful that he chose to live in me. Oh, I'm so thankful just to know he chose to live in me. Out of all the beauty he has made, to think that he loved me more than all the beautiful sunsets, the rivers and the trees. But out of all of these, I'm thankful that he chose to live in me.
Will you turn with me to the book of Psalms? Psalms chapter 11, or book 11, however you want to look at it this morning. The chief musician, the Psalm of David. Amen. Psalms chapter number 11 and verse number 1. We can leave already. It says it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. We thank God for you. Looking forward to the baptizing right after the preaching part of the service. Amen. We always enjoy that. Amen. Amen. Psalms chapter number 11, verse number 1. Reading through verse number 3. Very good Sunday school this morning. We thank God for that. If you not coming to Sunday school, we encourage you to come and be a part of our Sunday school. Great teachers that do such a great job learning about Jesus Christ. Amen. Psalms chapter number 11, verse number 1, reading through verse number 3. Notice how the psalmist David starts this verse off. He said, "In the Lord put I my trust. Amen. In the Lord put I my trust. How say ye to my soul, flee as your bird to your mountain?" Verse number 2. For lo, the wicked be in their bow, but they make ready their arrow upon the string, that they may privily shoot at the upright in the heart. And look at verse number 3, and this is where I want to nail it down at today. And it really come out, jumped out on me today, this week on this verse right here. The Bible said, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Amen. Did you get that? He said, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? You may be seated. Our Heavenly Father, just as humble as I know how today, God, I pray. How, Lord, did you move Jeff out of the way for a little while? How, Lord, did I be able to get over on the holy ground? How, Lord, I pray, God, that you'll lead God in the ring. How, Lord, that you'll bless in a mighty way today. And how, Lord, when we leave here, God, we can say, God, it was better for me to come than me to stay at home today. How, Lord, I pray, God, that your blessings be upon it. How, Lord, we ask all these things in Jesus' name. And we humbly pray, amen and amen. I want us to look now for just a little while. Our neighbor here at this passage of Scripture. Our neighbor, if I had a message that I want to preach on today, beyond that right there, what can the righteous do? Amen. What can the righteous do? Amen. I've said this many a time. The most important part of a building. Listen, it's not all the pretty decorations. Listen to the things that we add to it to attract us or make it beautified, or if that's the word. Listen, neighbor, today, but it's the foundation. Listen, neighbor, it's the most important part. Neighbor, today, the foundation is the load bearing part of the house, is the one that carries the load. Neighbor, today it's the one that, listen, most of the time it's under the ground anyway. You can't even see it, but it's one of the most vital parts of any building. Amen. Listen, of the foundation itself. Amen. Listen, July the 4th, 1776. Listen, neighbor, today, the United States of America, listen, neighbor, was proclaimed that day. Listen, and with that day come some beliefs that we set our foundation upon, that we built America with, that we built it on the day. Listen, neighbor, there's times in my life, neighbor, that it seems like the very foundation of our life is crumbling around us. Have you ever felt that way? Listen, that it supports you. But we find here in the book of Psalms is the knowledge of David. Listen, life at different times and situations that he came through. Listen, here he was under persecution of King Saul. King Saul, he got jealous of David. We all know the story. Listen, how David killed Goliath. Listen, with a sling and out of the few stones there. And listen, the Bible speaks about it. He says that the people of the city come running out of their houses. Brother Dennis, and they were saying, King Saul, you killed 1,000. But King David, he killed tens of thousands. And King Saul began to get a little jealous. Listen, and from that day, he hunted King David down. Listen, to kill him, to sway him. Our neighbor today, listen, he was hunting him to take his life. His friend said to listen to David, he said, why don't you just run to the mountain? Why don't you just try to escape? Why don't you just try to get away? But David said it right here in the very first part of that verse. He said, I put my trust in the Lord. Amen. I put my trust in God Almighty. Listen, in other words, today, that's the foundation that I'm rooted in. That's the foundation, neighbor, whether I prosper, whether I'm defeated, listen, I'm going to put my trust in the foundation of the Lord. Amen. He said, why should I flee when the Lord is on my side? Neighbor, today, why should you and I never flee to the mountain? Listen, when Jesus Christ is the rock of our salvation, he's the rock of our foundation today. Listen, wonder when the enemy is trying to destroy your foundation, and he will. Listen, just like King Saul went after David, your enemy, the devil, the Bible said, is as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Amen. The enemy is raging, and you know what he wants to attack? He wants to attack our foundation. Listen, why? Because the foundation is what supports us up. That foundation, Brother Brian, is what keeps us stable. Amen. Amen. And if he can come at us, amen, listen, through the foundation, our neighbor today, and that foundation begin to crumble, or that foundation begin to get weak, our neighbor today, we'll begin to tilt over, and we'll begin to sway. Listen, and after a while, amen, that foundation gives away. And no matter how big the building, it's going to crumble. It's going to fall. There's times in our life, and when we feel like the very best we could do, our stability, our foundation, was being attacked. So he asked this question in verse number 3. Let's read that again. Look at verse number 3 here, what it says in the book of Psalms. He asked that question. He said, if the foundations be destroyed. Do you ever feel like our foundation of America is being destroyed? Yeah. Amen. There were some principles and things that my mom and daddy taught me that gave me the foundation that I am on today. I like that song that says, I'm standing on the solid rock. On Christ Jesus I stand. All others are as sinking sand. There's times in our life when it feels like the very foundation is being tried. It feels like it's being pulled or swayed in one way or another. So he asks the question, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? What can the righteous do? Is that not the same question we need to look at today? I listened with our foundation, the very foundation that our country was built on, the very foundation that our families are built on, the very foundation that our churches are built on, the very foundation of our lives are built on. If they're being destroyed, what can we do? What can we do? Three things we're going to look at today with the Lord being our helper. Number one today, what can we do? What can the righteous do? Number one, we can pray. We can pray. The Bible said the prayer of a what? And what did he ask here? What can the righteous do? But he said the prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Amen. Listen, what can we do today when we see our very foundation, the very core of our families, the very core of our country? I listen, neighbor, a man's heart is on evil continually, sin on every corner, sin on every hand. What do? We can pray. We can pray. Your prayers call action to God. Your prayers causes action to God. Amen. Take little Wesley right there for example. He won't mind me using him for an example, will you, Wesley? It don't pay nothing, but it's pretty good sometimes. But I tell you, little Wesley right there, he's sitting there, boy, just so quiet, doing real good, paying attention like everybody ought to be doing. But if Wesley all of a sudden said, Mama! Mama! Do you think Shay's going to keep paying attention to me? No. You know what she's going to do? She's going to look at him. Why? Because that's her son. That's her son. Something is wrong. Something's the matter. Something, that cry of that son is going to get the attention of that mother or that father. I listen, neighbor, today, that's what we need to do. That's the one thing the righteous can do. When our foundation is being crumbled, we can pray.
Yeah, amen.
Because your prayers, they, listen, I think Kathy and them, don't y'all sing that song, Your Cries Have Awoken the Master? That'd be a good one to have ready for altar call about 2 o'clock. Can you do that? Amen. Your cries have awoken the master. Your cry, your call, your prayer. Your prayers. The Bible said the prayer of a righteous man availeth much. We got to admit today, will you agree with me, that our foundations are being crumbled? Amen. Our foundations are being crumbled. Amen. Listen today, with society that we, listen, they call wrong right, and they call right wrong, and today that we're living in, our very foundations are being crumbled. They're being destroyed. They love it when I put them on the spot like that, but that's okay. It builds good character. Amen. But listen today, our very foundations are being destroyed. So what do we do? What can we do? It don't take a talent. You don't even have to be called to pray. Some people really think the only ones that can pray is the preacher. It ain't. If that was so, who would pray for me when I need prayers? But when the foundation is crumbling, and he said, when the foundation is crumbling around us, notice what he said. He said, what will the lost people do? That ain't what he said. He said, when the foundations are crumbling, what are those that are out in the world, what are they going to do? He didn't say that. He said, when the foundation is crumbling, what's the righteous going to do? Because you and I are the keys to this foundation. You and I are what holding this thing together. You and I are what binding. We're the glue that's holding this together. So if we quit praying, our foundations are going to crumble. Our foundation is going to come. Your prayers cause an action to God. He hears the cry of his children when we come before him humbly. Amen. Prayer is a must. Prayer is a must for our foundation today. For us to call out to God. How many of us today, do we spend time praying? One writer said he prayed morning, evening, and night, morning, noon, and evening, and night. Amen. All day long he spent in prayer. Most of the time we never pray until something's gone wrong. We never pray until we're in trouble. But if we want our foundation, the very foundation of our lives, to be strong today, and when the building begins to rock up here, we got to be settled down here. That's got to come for Jesus Christ. We got to make sure our foundations are sure. He said, what can the righteous do? What can we do? Listen, if our country gets any better, it will not start at the White House. It'll start at our house. Amen. If our churches in America turns around and they start filling back up and people getting back like it used to be in the old time way, seeking God, it'll be when they humble themselves down and pray and seek his face. He said, then I'd hear from heaven and I'd heal their land. Amen. What can we do? He said, if the foundations be destroyed, Sister Linda, what are we going to do? If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? We can pray. We can pray, and we can pray humbly. Humbly to the God. Ask his favor upon us, and he'll spare us from really what we really deserve today. Number two, what can the righteous do? He asked that question. Number one, we can pray. Everybody in here can pray. Not everybody in here can play the piano. Not everybody in here can play the bass guitar like Brother Timmy plays. Not everybody in here can sing like these beautiful singers sing. A lot of us can't do anything. I can't even play the radio without getting static. But there's one thing that we all can do. We can all pray. Amen. Well, preacher, I just can't pray out loud. It's not for you to pray out. It's for you to pray up. It's for you to pray up. He said the very sincere desire of your heart. Amen. From the heart, abundance is where it comes from. It's where it comes from. So in other words, today, when the foundations are crumbling and we see it on the news everywhere we look, bad news here and bad news there, this is going wrong, that's going wrong, what do we do, preacher? We pray. Pray. What do you do when you pray and you're not getting answered? Just keep praying. Just keep praying. Well, I prayed yesterday. I pray again today. Just keep praying. After a while, God will hear those prayers, and he'll answer that plea. Number two, not only can we, on the foundation, can we pray, but number two, we can love. We can love. Love what, preacher? Love the Lord. Love the Lord, not just from our lips, but from all our heart. Amen. Love. Love is what binds things together. Love can conquer mountains and valleys and trials and hard times. It's love. It's love. Amen. Look at what the Bible says in Deuteronomy, chapter number 6, 4 through 9. Talking about the love of God. What can the righteous do? What can the righteous do when your foundation is crumbling? Have you felt like your foundation was crumbling? These that have lost loved ones in the last months or so, there's no doubt in my mind that you felt like your foundation was crumbling. That solid rock you stand, it seems like it's nothing but sinking sand. What do we do? He said, what do we do? If the foundation, the very foundation of my life is being torn apart, the very foundation of what I've put my hope in, what I believe in is being destroyed, what can the righteous do? Number one, we can pray. And number two, we can love the Lord, our God, supremely with all our heart, all our mind and our soul. Deuteronomy chapter number 6, verse number 4. Reading the verse number 9. What can the righteous do? He said, hear, O Israel. The Lord our God is one Lord. Verse number 5. Notice what he says right here. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God. Just on Sunday? No. Just when I need him? No. He said thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart. And with all thy soul. And with all thy mind. Don't flip it just yet. What's the common word in all this verse right here? All. A-L-L. It's all. If I took a $100 bill out of my billfold this morning, and I walked back here to Mike Godfrey and asked him, could I borrow one? Because I don't have one, Hazel. We're going to pretend that one's 100. I've had to do that a lot. And that was a $100 bill right there. If somebody would rather give me one to use, I'll take it. And I said, Brother Mike, do you want, put your hands on it, all right? Do you want this part of it? And I'm just going to tear it. And I'll take the rest of it. How much of that do you want? You want all of it? No. You're the most greediest person. But sure, he wants all of it. And Judy, that's the way the Lord's saying here. He's saying, look, when it comes to loving me, I want all of your love. I want all of your love. I thought somebody throw me one down. It was Hank. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. All. All. Look at the next verse, verse number 6. He goes, Zach, don't say I never gave you nothing. I can't get it back in my billfold. I'll get you in 1 minute, buddy. Craig, give him a dollar. See, generation we're raising, where's mine? That's good. You'll get one, buddy. Verse number 6, and these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. So in other words, when our foundation is crumbling, who do we need to look to? Just look to the Lord and just say, you know what, Lord, I love you. I love you. I love you with everything I've got. It's hard. When my grandkids, you know, if they're telling me they love me and they love me and they love me, it's hard for me not to get them something. It's hard for me not to give them something because they love me. And look, he said, and thou shalt teach them diligently. I wanted you to get this right here. I want you to really get this right here this morning. Look at verse number 7, talking about what the importance when our foundation is crumbling, what the righteous has got to do. We gotta pray, we gotta love the Lord, and then we gotta start teaching our children. He said, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in the house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. In other words, talk about Jesus. Amen. Talk about Jesus. Amen. Talk about Jesus. Let them kids hear about Jesus. Not just from the preacher, but during the week, tell them Jesus loves you. Jesus cares for you. He's going to be there for you. When the foundation is crumbling, we need to teach it to them. And look what he said in verse number 8. He said, and thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy heart, and they shall be as fountainless between thine eyes, faultless between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and of the gates. Number one, amen, when the foundations are crumbling, what shall the righteous do? Number one, we're to pray. We're to pray. We're to seek his face. We're to seek his wisdom. We're to seek his direction. Then number two, we got to love him in the good times. Love him in the bad times. They told King David, said, you better get out of here. Our Saul's going to kill you. He said, why should I? I run to the mountains. The very foundation that I serve is able to protect me and take care of me. I'm what I need today. Amen. Number one, we got to pray. Then number two, we got to love the Lord. Not just from our lips, but with all of our heart. He's got to be the center of our attention. He's got to be the center of our attention. See, love can conquer mountains. Love can conquer valleys. Love can conquer the storms of life. Love the Lord. Love Him with all your heart. He said when you're at home, talk about Him when you sit down. He said when you go to bed, talk about Him when you're laying down. He said, in other words, bind it around your heart. Bind it around your neck as a necklace that the world will be able to see Jesus in you. Then number three, we're going to hurry. What can the righteous do? That's the question that was asked by David here in Psalms. If the very foundations of our life is being destroyed, what can the righteous do? We can pray. We can love. And then number three, I like what that verse was saying right there. We can establish our goings. We need to be established. I think today we're too wishy-washy. We got too many folks today that are in today and they're out tomorrow. Amen. Everything that rattles a tin can, they're going to follow it. Amen. There's people that go march and don't even know what they're marching about, but they just want to go be a part of it. We need to establish ourselves in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We should have a foundation that cannot be moved. Amen. We should have a foundation that cannot be moved, whether it be by storm, by power, or might. But the foundation that we have built in the Lord Jesus Christ, it's steadfast. It's anchored. It's forever settled in heaven. Established. We need to be established Christians in order to build a strong foundation. Listen. We're fixing to close. Y'all can start coming on up. The foundation you lay, my daughter will build her life upon it. The foundation I lay, my grandboy right there, he'll build upon it. So it's important that we build upon the right foundations. It's important that we lay that foundation that they may learn in the admiration of the Lord. For who are you going to turn to? For who are you going to turn? I've told Samantha over and over and over and over again. I hope I live to be ripe old age of 100. I hope I live long enough I can move into their house, watch TV, don't clean my room, nothing. But I do know that I could leave tomorrow. I do know that. And she knows that. I've taught her that. All we have promised is right now, this second. But Brother Dwayne, I hope I've laid a foundation. I've laid a foundation that those things that Daddy can no longer help with, she can trust the Lord. Trust God, for that's the foundation that is solid. Hey, he said if the foundations of our life, the foundation of the world is being destroyed, what can the righteous do? What can we do when mama can't help me? What can we do when daddy can't help me? What can we do when the church can't help me? We can pray. We can pray. We can pray. We can cry out to the Father, and we can love Him with all of our heart and say, God, no matter the storm, no matter the mountain, no matter the valley, for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord with everything we got. That's what being established is all about. Amen. If I was a quitter, I'd have quit a long time ago. Amen. If I was a quitter, I'd have quit a long time ago. If I quit every time I got my feelings got hurt, I'd have quit a long time ago. If I'd have quit Brother Dwayne every time something didn't go my way, I'd have quit a long time ago. But my foundation is stronger than that. My foundation is stronger than that. If the foundations be destroyed, what shall the righteous do? We're going to ask you to stand together this morning. The Holy Spirit of God dealt with your heart. And you feel like you need to just come and pray. Amen. It's between you and God. You just come and have a good talk with Him. and let him do that that needs to be done today. Listen to the words as your cries have awoken the master.
With Jesus, the disciples were getting concerned.
What about it? If your foundation
wind started violently
today,
blowing, but he was asleep at the stern. Oh, does he not care that we perish? We're helpless and we're so afraid. Jesus arose when they called him, said to them, where is your faith? Because you prayed all night, because you've held on with all of your might, child, your cries have awoken Master. Oh, he knows your voice. Lift your hands, it's time to rejoice. Child, your cries have awoken. Hit you without any warning.
Sometimes we don't see it coming.
Storm of your life
sometimes
had begun.
We don't know how it's gonna happen.
Seeing no hope in the distance, you're frightened and nowhere to run. By now your vessel is filling. You're thinking that you'll surely drown. You cried out for help from the Savior, and you know you can't give up now, because you've prayed all night, because you've held on with all of your might. Child, your cries have awoken the Master. Oh, he knows your voice. The water's so deep. Try to be patient. Soon he'll bring peace. Just one word from his voice. Let all the seas. Because you prayed all night. Because you held on with all of your might. Child, your cries have awoken the
Church. You've been saved. You'd like to unite with our church and become a member here. We'll be glad to receive you anyway. Gospel rights, see members.